Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Jupiter Wagons Limited Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sudeep Anand from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us today for the Q1 FY 2024 earnings calls of Jupiter Wagons Limited. On behalf of Systematix, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this earnings call. Today, we have with us Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Keshri, Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the management to give their opening remark, and after that, we can open it for the Q&A. Thanks, and with that, over to you, Vivek, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Sudeep, and thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Q1 FY 2024 earnings call. We are delighted to start FY 2024 on an exceptionally strong note, continuing the momentum from the prior year. We have reported triple-digit growth rates in revenue, EBITDA, as well as profit after tax during the quarter as we continue to scale our various business lines as planned. The order book has also risen further, providing high visibility of sustained growth. Getting into the quarterly performance, we reported total income of 7,554 crores rupees in Q1 FY 2024, an increase of 155% on a year-to-year basis. EBITDA was rupees 100 crores this quarter, more than double the base quarter as it grew by 217% on a year-on-year basis. Moreover, the EBITDA margin expanded by about 260 basis points on a year-on-year basis, reaching 13.2% compared to 10.6% in Q1 FY 2023, maintaining the margin of Q4, which is seasonally the strongest quarter for the industry. Further solidifies our position as industry leaders in terms of EBITDA margin. Profit after tax for the quarter was 63.5 crores, nearly four times that of the base quarter, as we reported growth of 374% year-on-year basis. Additionally, we are pleased to report that our order book for the quarter stands at over 6,100 crores, a testament to our strong performance and promising outlook. During the quarter, there were several exciting developments, the first of which pertains to Stone India. As we mentioned during a previous call, we have successfully obtained NCLT approvals, and we are now in the process of securing the handover and control of the company. We plan to continue its position as an independent going concern and will focus our efforts on rapidly restoring the operational momentum. A significant proportion of products manufactured by Stone India will be captively consumed by our group entities, and Stone India will continue to sell its product to various esteemed entities, including the Indian Railways, as well as private parties. We are confident that this development will create exciting opportunities and add significant value to operations. We are thrilled to announce a significant milestone for Jupiter as we make a strategic entry into global markets. We recently signed a long-term MoU with RITES, a distinguished PSU associated with Indian Railways. This collaboration aims to explore the lucrative market globally for railway freight. Through this partnership with RITES Limited, we are jointly participated in two tenders in Zimbabwe and Mozambique. These tenders involved approximately 620 freight wagons and are currently in final stages of completion. Our intention is to uphold the MOU with RIDES and capitalize on this exciting development to secure export orders in the near future. This move makes a significant step towards our goal of global expansion, and we are enthusiastic about the opportunities it presents for Jupiter's growth and success in the international arena. The demand for wagons remains strong, with significant interest observed from private customers in the current quarter. Private parties have placed orders for freight wagons totaling about 2,100, amounting to approximately 1,000. Additionally, the Indian Railway is preparing to launch a substantial global tender expected to encompass a large-scale procurement and include a multi-year maintenance commitment. Our discussions with various industry participants, as well as all indication points towards procurement of around 40,000 additional conventional wagons by Indian Railways. Our container business is experiencing a surge in demand for specialized products, attracting significant interest from esteemed international clients such as General Electric, Schneider and others. We have successfully secured a contract for 40 feet open top coil containers with a pilot order value of rupees 10 crores. Additionally, we have received a LOI from General Electric indicating the interest to purchase 1,000 units of special flex inverter containers for the fiscal year 2024-25. Jupiter Electric Mobility has recently partnered with Siemens as well as other leading manufacturers for supply of lithium-ion batteries for the Indian Railways flagship project of Vande Bharat train. In addition, we are currently conducting trials with RDSO to supply batteries to Indian Railways for their existing coaches. This collaboration and testing phase marks a significant milestone in our effort to provide sustainable and efficient mobility solutions to our customers in India. Our joint venture with Talris of Spain, JWS Talegre India Limited, is set to launch a pilot batch of weldable CMS crossings in quarter two, followed by field trials. We have already received a significant 200 crore orders from Indian Railways for this product. Given the high interest from both domestic and international market, we expect a strong influx of orders over the next 18 months. Simultaneously, our joint venture with Covis, JWL Covis India Private Limited, has begun delivering brake discs to Indian Railways during this quarter. We have secured export orders, the supplies for which will be starting from third quarter onwards of this financial year, as well as we are currently participating in significant tenders from Indian Railways for brake discs. We are excited about our future prospects given the strategic entry into global markets, strong demands for wagon and containers, and the significant milestones achieved in our mobility solution ventures. With a robust order book, promising collaboration, and a focus on innovation and quality, we are confident of continuing to drive growth and success for Jupiter Wagons Limited. Thank you all for your unwavering support and confidence in our vision. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hi Vivek sir, congrats on a great set of numbers. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question would be, what is the current order book breakup?
So, good evening Akash. So as stated earlier, right now a majority of our order books is from the private sector. So a tentative breakup would be about 4,000 odd crores of orders are from the private sector and about 1,050 odd crores is from Indian Railways.
Okay, and the whole order book is around 6,100 odd crores, so the balance would be?
So balance is for the commercial vehicles, containers and crossings, the other products which we make. So the wagon order book would be roughly about 4,500 crores and the balance would be the other products which we manufacture.
Okay, sir. Sir, so also one question was regarding the export orders that we won. So the 620 wagon tender, have we already won along with rights or is it in the process?
It's a one correction. I think it's the wagon order book is about 5,500 crores. I wrongly said as 4,500 crores. And the balance is the rest of the items. And what was your second question? Could you repeat it again?
Yeah. I'll repeat my second question. Do we have a breakup handy for the balance or the remaining businesses like the CV bodies and the containers?
I won't have the breakup with me right now. But if you so desire, it can be shared with you later.
No problem, sir. Yeah, my second question was for that 620 wagon tender that we have won along with the rights. So have you already won that order or is it in process?
No, we have not won the order. We are currently, we are L1 in that tender.
Got it. And the 1,000 further wagon orders that we are expecting, so that we'll be closing that, we'll be winning that by the end of this calendar year or by next year?
So we are participating in a significant number of tenders which are happening globally and we have participated in a large number of tenders. So we expect, I think by this financial year to get order book close to those numbers.
Got it, sir. And the realization for these export wagons is similar to what we fetch in the private sector or is it even higher or something?
So it is, honestly, it depends from tender to tender and even the global landscape is competitive. So again, it's a tender to tender, it depends.
Got it. My second question was regarding this, the brake systems that we are manufacturing along with Stone India. So when is that expected to commercialize?
Our expectation end of this year we should be in a position to start commercial operations there.
Okay, so by December. And what is the current order book in hand for brake systems?
So currently as we have mentioned that we have started operations in the brake disc business where we have an order book of roughly about 150 odd crores. On the brake system side, there are tenders which have recently opened, which we have participated in. So we expect the order books to come in the next quarter for them.
Got it. Also, sir, our gross margins have seemed to be dropped in Q1 from around 25 to 22. Any significant reason why so?
So, this gross margin also depends on the mix of the products. So, there is no specific reason. That is only the mix of the product has changed.
Okay. So it's about the mix.
Sir, I'm so sorry to interrupt. May I please request you to rejoin the queue for your follow-up as we have people waiting for their turn?
No problem.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind participants to please limit your question to two per participants only. You may come back in the question queue if you have a follow-up. The next question is from the line of Balasubramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Vivek sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers.
Hello.
Sir, we've just lost the line for the current participant. We proceed to the next question. Before that, I'd like to remind participants, if you have a question, please press star then one. The next question is from the line of Sanjaya from Ampersand. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on good set of number. So my question is that in terms of your capacity, you are planning to increase that. So can you just share that what kind of capacity you have now and what will it be going forward?
Okay. Thank you, Sanjaya. So currently we have a capacity. So the capacity expansion, as we have mentioned earlier, is basically organic, and it is a continuous process for us. And we have been, as we had anticipated, these kind of order books to come through. So we have been at a continuous level, we have been focused on capacity enhancement. So we expect to, by end of this year, we expect to reach a capacity of close to 800 wagons per month. And by next year, we are looking to manufacture about 1,000 wagons per month. But again, you know, this is subject to the kind of mix of wagons which we produce. So as you are aware that right now our most of our orders is more on the private side than on the railway side. So there at one time we produce a lot of different varieties of wagons. So depending upon the mix of the wagon, the numbers may vary from month to month, but it will not be very significant.
Understood, sir. So essentially, there is one new facility which was supposed
sir,
to
be. I'm so sorry to interrupt. This is the operator requesting you to please use the handset mode while speaking, as your audio is not audible.
So can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just want to know whether this capacity has that was supposed to come up at the end of Q1 has happened, and the last thing that I wanted to hear from you is on your EV bus plan. Like, what are the status there?
So, as I told you earlier, also the capacity expansion is organic. So we. The capacity expansion, it's a continuous, our target is to reach a capacity about 1,000 wagons a month. So we are building our capacity towards that. So it's a continuous process, the capacity expansion. And when it comes to EV, we'll be launching not a bus, we'll be launching our first EV truck. As I maintained, by end of the year, EV truck will be launched. Currently, the approval process for the same is being undertaken by AARI.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sushil Prashar from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vivek. Congratulations for the great set of numbers and thanks for the opportunity. So I heard that JEV has onboarded as a vendor with Siemens for supply for lithium ion battery for Vande Bharat train. So if you could elaborate more on this, and I also wanted to check if we are also exploring opportunities in other sectors apart from the railway sector for the batteries.
Yeah, so good evening. So, you know, Jupiter, our focus is in the railway sector currently. Most of the batteries which are used are the traditional batteries, which are again, which have which carry a lot of weight. So as well as you know, they are not very environmental friendly, and then the life cycles are also very less. So idea is to replace them with smart batteries, which are much more efficient, which have a better life cycle, and which carry less weight. So it makes the rolling stock much lighter. So that is the whole idea behind it. So yeah, so our focus is both on the on all the kinds of rolling stock which railway has, which includes the coaches, the Vande Bharat, and going forward maybe also the metro business. So that is our focus on the battery side. Yeah, and I think that is right now that is what we are working on in the first step, and later on we may explore other areas also, but right now that is what we are focusing on.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Balasubramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Vivek sir. Congratulations for good setup numbers. I'm audible, sir?
Yeah, you're audible. Please go ahead. Yeah.
Sir, like we are majorly executing on the private wagon side. What would be the margin difference between railway wagons and private wagons? And how do we look at railway wagons are majorly into same design, but private wagons, lots of designs are there. So how we are executing? Is there any execution challenges are there?
Thank you again. So. You know, over the years, Jupiter has built a very strong design and R&D portfolio. So we have a very strong team, both in terms of the our design setup as well as on the execution bit. So, and that is the reason also we are the leading suppliers of private wagons. So we don't see any kind of execution challenges which comes there. Definitely with the, you know, economies of scale and as we have mentioned earlier also, given the each order book on the private side is significantly smaller than the railway, and a lot of times the wagons are more, much more complex. So the margin profile is definitely better than that of IR.
Okay, sir. So on that private wagon, so majorly we are importing wheel sets from China or some other countries. Like earlier, what was went wrong on the execution side? Like currently, what are the things that are improved? And right now, the industry talking about around 50,000 global wagon tenders as of now next 3 to 4 months. So what is your thought process on that? And the third thing this is that India is right now moving into passenger coaches side, like Vande Bharat and metro side. So like in future, we have any plans to enter into these segments?
So one is on the wheel sets. I think we are in a very comfortable position because we have invested significantly in terms of procurement of wheel sets, so we don't see any challenges. Generally, we try to maintain an inventory of close to about 1 to 2 months when it comes to wheel sets. So I don't see any challenge. Going forward also, we are Jupiter itself is exploring to set up its own wheel set manufacturing, but that is something which we are looking at. And immediately, again, our focus is more on the brake systems when it comes to Vande Bharat and metros. We are not looking to enter that business because we feel that already it is it's a very crowded portfolio as of now. So, but you know, if some significant opportunity comes in the near future, we may review that decision.
On the global tender side, any thought process on that? Because we also formed some JVs for on the export side also.
When it comes to the global tender, you know, we are Jupiter again is placed very strongly. As you are aware, that Tatra Vagonka is a promoter in Jupiter, and they are one of the biggest producers of freight cars in Europe and globally. So I have maintained that we have access to all the technology and designs, and we are at an advantageous position. So as and when that tender comes, we are ready for the same.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Vora from JNM Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. On a very strong set of numbers, congratulations, Vivekji. My question is, over the time, over the last couple of years, your number of wagons sold to Indian Railways is coming down from 71% in FY22 to 33% in the first quarter. So do you expect this kind of trend to continue? How are we positioned based on the current order backlog?
So currently, as you are aware, I have told earlier also, the order book from private sector is much higher than from Indian Railways. So that is why you see the more of the skew coming towards the private sector. But going forward, definitely with the new railway tenders which are in the offing, as and when they are finalized, you will see a significant uptick from our side in terms of executing Indian Railway orders. But then our private order book will continue to remain very strong, and that is our forte and our focus also. So it will be, you will see parallel execution both in terms of the IR order book as well as the private order book.
Okay. So going forward, if you do expect to win significant chunk of the upcoming order, your IR portion may continue to increase from a current number. Is that the right way to look at it?
Yes, that is the reason, you know, we are increasing our capacity, because we want to focus on both the IR business as well as the private business.
Absolutely. On the joint venture side, Vivekji, you have done wonderful job of picking the right products and finding the right partners globally. Over the next 3-4 years, as they continue to scale up, if I look at non-wagon business portion of the revenue, which is currently very small, where do you see that number going as a percentage of total revenue of the consolidated company over the next 3-4 years directionally?
Again, very difficult to give you any kind of forward numbers. But again, as I stated that, you know, the brake business will become a very significant business for us, as well as the market for the brake systems currently is around anything around close to 5,000 crores is the market. So we expect to get a significant portion of that market. Plus, we have been now focusing on the EV business. Again, in India, you know, if you look at the last mile connectivity, that is the segment which we are focusing on, which is vehicles with payload from 1 ton all the way up to, say, 3.5 to 4 tons. That market itself is close to about anything between 400 to 600,000 vehicles annually. So obviously, there is a significant market which we can tap. So but again, the market potential is huge, but as of now, very difficult to give you any kind of forward guidance.
Sure. Is it possible to sort of say roughly when, based on your current estimate, can EVs become, it will have its own fixed overheads and operating overheads. By when can we sort of expect it to contribute to your numbers? Is it 2-3 years away, longer?
No, as I have told you, by December we are launching our first vehicle. So you will see the numbers coming next from next financial year onwards. And we are planning over the next year or so, we are planning to launch at least another two different categories of vehicle. So you will see the numbers playing out from next financial year onwards.
Okay, wonderful. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity once again. My question was, what is the capacity we'll be having in brake system once Stone India goes live?
So Akash, again, the products which we have in Stone India is very different from the products in the JV. So in Stone India, again, as I've told you, our focus is on the freight brake. One, and second is that they have a lot of the brake systems and other accessories for locomotives as well as for the pantograph. So these are the areas which we are going to focus in Stone India. And as and when, you know, we start the operations, we will keep on building on capacity. But right now it is very difficult at this stage for us to comment on the capacities.
Got it. So Stone India will be focusing on the freight brakes and the Vande Bharat brake systems and passenger.
Stone India will be mainly focusing on the freight brakes, on Vande Bharat and the locomotives.
Okay. Got it. And sir, secondly, was regard to this lithium ion batteries for which we have been onboarded by Siemens as a vendor. So what kind of market size or opportunity are we seeing in that sector in, let's say, the next 5 years?
So there's a significant market size. The entire, you know, Vande Bharat portfolio is available to us now. And as I've told you, our trials have started on the existing rolling stock also of Indian Railways. So that itself is again a significant market. So there is a tremendous market potential there.
So does every coach need one battery, is it?
Yes.
And there are no other competitors, or there must be many?
I'm not aware of the competitive landscape now.
Okay. Got it, sir. And what would be the realization per battery or something like that? Any idea?
Again, right now, you know, it's too early for us to. We are just conducting our trials and all that. That maybe later we can get into that.
Got it, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind all participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Tarun Sancheti from Sanchay Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, management team. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, Sanchay. Please go ahead.
Many congratulations for a fantastic set of number. Sir, my question is, see, there is an all-round growth visibility both on the wagon line side of the business. Also, there are a few developments in terms of the joint venture with Covis and Telegraph for Spain. Will it be helpful if you can provide a bit of detail on the presentation in terms of what is possible CapEx for, let's say, next 2 years, and how the order book is going to look like specifically for these two JVs? If you can talk about that, that would be helpful.
So in terms of the CapEx, as I think I mentioned earlier also, we are looking, when it comes to the JVs and the existing business, we are looking, our CapEx plans are about close to about 250-odd crores of CapEx, which we have envisaged. In terms of, again, the breakup of JV business, you know, again, as I've told, very difficult for us to give any forward numbers. But I have told you the brake business is close to about, today the Indian market size is about close to 5,000 odd crores. And when it comes to the JV with Talleres, again our focus is on the weldable crossings. There itself, today if you look at the crossing market, India buys anything between 15,000 to 20,000 crossings annually. And now with everything moving towards high speed and safety being a major concern, you will see a significant shift which will happen from the traditional fish bolted crossings which you have been supplying to move towards the weldable crossings. So we, in the next 4 to 5 years, we expect the market to the requirement which is there for about 20,000 crossings to shift from the traditional crossing more towards the weldable.
Thank you for sharing that broader market perspective. Out of that bigger umbrella, what is the specific number or the market share that we are looking at? Say for this big size, whereas there is market share of 5,000 crores, what is the percentage share that we are eyeing for at this moment?
Again, see, we emphasize to be a major player definitely in this sector, and we have a lot of strengths. We have our internal consumption itself, so there's a captive market. Plus, we understand the railway business very well. But again, for us to give any kind of numbers right now, I think will be too early.
Okay. Is it fair to expect that, say, let's follow-up quarter, etc., you would be in a position to give some guidance on that?
Yes, I think once the businesses become fully operational, I think by next year, I think we would be in a much more comfortable position to give guidance in terms of market share, because right now I think we are too early in the cycle to give any kind of numbers.
Much appreciated. Last question I have is related to the captive wagon business, wherein again we have line of sight on a very large order book. To cater to that, I do understand that we are ramping up capacity towards 1,000 wagon per month. Any further capex envision for this particular section of the business within, say, next 1 year?
As of now, we are looking to ramp it up to about 1,000 wagons, and the way we see the market growing, I think we will be in a very comfortable position. But then again, these things are dynamic. If we see the growth numbers coming out much more strongly. And so it all depends on how the future numbers shape up. So again, this is the dynamic to retain our market share and grow on the market share. So that has been, and help the government, because as we have told that if the economy has to, if India has to become a 7 trillion, 10 trillion economy, then railway has to play a very significant part, because not only it's environmental friendly, it's very cost effective. So if logistics cost has to come to single digits, I think it cannot happen without railway playing a significant part. So we are part of that journey, and the government has been very, very, proactive when it comes to investing in the rail infrastructure. And we see that investment growing over the next, railway is a significant part of the GDP spend, and we expect it to grow further. So, it's very dynamic. So we don't expect any growth slowdown. Definitely, we expect the growth numbers to increase. But then depending upon how the landscape shapes up, we will take a call.
Sure. Just a connected question and then I'll join back in the queue. So 250 crore is the anticipated capex between the two JVs. And on wagon business, as of now, do we have envisioned any additional capex? Or if you can give some number in terms of the
growth. I talk about this 250 crore number, it is including the wagon business as well as the JVs.
Okay, it is all inclusive. Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. Thank you very much. And looking forward to a bit of more detail in the coming presentation, etc.
Yes.
Thank you again.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. This is a reminder to all participants present in this conference. If you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Tushar Ranghate from Kamayaka Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for your great set of numbers. Sorry, sir, if this might be a repetitive question,
I just want to understand the MOU which you did with the REITs. What sort of the growth you are seeing on that, your future prospect on that? Yeah, that would be my first question, sir.
Which MOU? I could not understand. The rights MOU you are talking about.
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. I think I've mentioned earlier also in the call that with rights, it is a MOU where we are looking to do, participate in collaboration with them in any global tenders which are there for rolling stock. I think that is the primary aim of that tender. And we are seeing, considerable demand coming from globally for rolling stock. So I think that is primarily the aim in that tender. And we emphasize ourselves to be very competitive in that segment. And we expect decent order books from that.
So my last question would be on the Stone India. So now we are on the final stage in order to get the asset of Stone India. I just wanted to understand what sort of revenues can we get from that capacities of Stone India?
Again, as we have the NCLT process just got completed and it's not been a month also since we have acquired that company. So right now it will be too early for us to give any guidance on Stone India. What we can clearly mention is that for us in terms of our freight business, again, it is a completely captive business for us. So that itself is a significant business there. And again, forward guidance, we can right now it's too early for that.
Okay, sir. Sir, in terms of Stone India, do you feel you need to do any incremental capex in order to get the facility to our Jupiter Wagon standard?
Yeah, definitely we will be doing capex there, and we will be doing significant capex in Stone India. But again, right now it's too early for us to give any kind of guidance on that.
Thank you.
We want it to be as per, we are looking to manufacture brakes for Vande Bharat, for locomotives there, as well as for freight. So we want it as per global standards, the facility.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinav Bhandari from Soham Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and super quarter, sir. Many congratulations for that. Two questions. One is, any color on working capital and borrowings that you can give for the quarter? And the second question is, the new order which you have got from the private sector, 2,100 vehicles for 1,060 crores, pricing looks to be fairly attractive. So is this the new normal on pricing, or there are some higher specifications here for these wagons? Also, what is the expectation period for this? Thanks.
So in terms of the working capital requirements, I think it'll remain at similar numbers. We don't see any significant increase in terms of working capital requirement. So, yeah, as and when the revenues keep on increasing, definitely proportionately, you may have, because you have to maintain larger inventory, so you may find working capital to increase, but not significantly. And if you look at our current ratios, it has improved significantly. So currently we are at from 1.42, we have gone up to 1.57. So I don't see any challenges there. In terms of the realization, again, it's a very dynamic thing. It depends on the competitive landscape, which kind of wagon orders are there. So currently, a lot of the order books, new order books which we have got, include wagons which are very, they are very specialized wagons. So again, depends on the kind of order books which we get and on the competitive landscape. So it's a very dynamic thing. So very difficult to give a straightforward answer to that.
Got that. And what could be the net borrowing number at the end of 30th June?
See, on the term loan side, the around 17 crores is the term loan borrowing, and on the current on a working capital side, it is around 275 crores.
This is net of cash, is it?
No, no, it is not a net of cash. Net of cash is that we are a net zero debt company.
And just one last one, the execution period on this private or wagon order.
So we are looking at an order book. We are looking to execute it over the next 18 months.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Vora from JNM Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Vivekji, would you be able to give us what percentage of this current quarter's revenue is from wagon segment and for the FY23?
Just one second, hold on.
650-700 crores.
So for the current quarter, it is 655 crores from the wagon business and 100 crores from the other businesses. But this does not include numbers from the brake business because since those are 50-50 JVs, so the top line doesn't get captured. It is only in, on the EBITDA side that those numbers get captured.
Yeah, below the line. Sure. And for the FY23, what is this number, wagon revenue number for FY23?
It was around 75% from the wagon and 25% from the other business.
Okay, wonderful. That's very useful. This quarter, Vivekji, you have done 1700 plus number of wagons are sold, and that implies around 570 odd wagons per month. What is your capacity of, I think, what, 700 currently?
So as I've told you very clearly, you know, again, it all depends on the wagon mix and the kind of wagons which we manufacture. So if we are, see, you have to realize that on the private side, a lot of times there are very specialized wagons and we have to do different designs of wagons. So you will find some kind of changes in the number from month to month. So again, very difficult to predict in terms of, but yeah. Going forward, as I've told clearly that this year we target to produce, by end of this year, we want to increase our capacity to about 800 wagons per month.
Okay, so I completely agree with you. Quarter to quarter, it can be very, very different. But on a yearly basis, what sort of capacity utilization we should expect for this year, broadly?
Very difficult again for us to comment, but definitely it will be about 80% plus.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Kazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon and congratulations for a great set of numbers. So my first question is regarding the split which you had given earlier of the wagon order book. Did you say we have about 4,500 crore orders from private sector and about 1,050 crore from Indian Railways? Are these numbers correct?
Yes.
Great. And second, when we talk about the private sector wagon orders, from which segments or of customers are we getting these orders?
It is across the board. It includes your steel steel companies, cement companies, your container operators, as well as from the auto sector, as well as the shipping, the ports.
Broadly, what would be you know, the current, let's say, demand from private sector on an annual basis? I mean, I know these numbers would have been very different historically, but currently, would it be fair to say the total market size from private sector would be, let's say, anywhere between 150 to 200 rakes?
You're talking monthly or annually?
Annually. The market size itself.
Again, you know, as I've told you, we are seeing a very difficult to predict the market because we are seeing a significant offtake which is happening in the market. Since, you know, after a long time, there is a lot of private capital which is now being deployed in the country. Because initially, most of the growth was coming through government spending, but now there is a lot of private capital coming. And since it is a capital good, we are in a capital good industry. So these numbers are, you know, these are very dynamic. Month on month, we are seeing the demand increasing. So yes, but yeah, what the numbers you have said, definitely those are the def those numbers we are seeing those numbers happening, and it may be bigger than that.
Great. Thanks and all the best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Raheja from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand how much of steel is required to make one wagon?
You know, it all depends on the type of wagons which you're making, because each wagon has a different varieties of steel and different quantities of steel. So, you know, honestly, I cannot comment on that.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Sir, going ahead, do we see, due to the increasing wagon production, do we see any our margins increasing due to operating leverage from here on, the 13% levels?
Akash, as I've told you also, we are, I think, going forward also, our margins will be between 12%-13%, and we are pretty confident on those numbers. Yeah, definitely there you do enjoy operating leverages, and as and when other businesses grow, they will keep on contributing to the margins. But I think 12 to on a long term and on a sustainable basis, I think a 12%-13% margin is what you should look at, and we are very confident on those numbers.
Okay, sir. And in terms of exports, sir, which countries are we participating in? I mean, broadly.
So mainly it's across the board. We have participated in tenders for the African continent, in Asia. We are in discussions for an order book in Australia, so it's across the board.
Okay. Okay. And sir, there's one earlier in this con call, you gave a 250 crore number, so I just missed, you gave that for what?
For the CapEx. Those were tentatively our CapEx plans for the brake business and our existing business.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Rangate from Kamayakya Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for the follow-up. Sir, in the interview, you mentioned about the global tender from the government. Any update on that, sir?
Very difficult to give you any kind of update, but we expect, we are, what we have, what we are aware that it is in, it is under deliberation, and we expect it to come out anytime shortly.
Got it. Sir, in terms of the container business,
Curious about the tender. That much I can say.
Yeah. Sir, in the container business, in terms of the container production manufacturing, do you see any growth going forward? Because if you see in the last year, I think the numbers were high compared to, you know, in this FY 2023. In FY 2022, the numbers were pretty good in the container.
So container business in India is going to keep on growing. We are very confident about that. And, you know, as the market matures, we are going to, the Indian manufacturers are going to get much more and more competitive when compared to, because it's, you have to understand that it's a pretty new business right now in India. It's, people are still learning. The steel industry, because majority of the inputs come from the steel industry. Cotton steel again, which is primarily used in containers, is again something which is newly being developed in India. So as the volumes increase, we will get more and more competitive, and the domestic demand again is very strong. And as I've told you, we are, it's not only marine containers, we are now making very, very specialized containers. So yeah, I see a very strong future. So we are also investing, right now Jupiter is investing in a complete robotic line for manufacturing of the container, which will again contribute towards not only quality but reduction in costs. So I think you'll have more and more people investing capex towards this.
So my last question, in terms of your EV business, when can we expect the revenue coming from the EVs?
As I said, in the next year, you will start seeing the revenues coming in.
Fair enough, sir. That was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for their closing comments.
So I would like to thank all the participants to be part of our call today and to share our growth story. And as mentioned, that we see a very strong outlook in this year as well as in the coming years. The government is, as stated earlier, that the government is committed towards making the bringing the logistics costs in India to single digits, and that is again very going to play a very important role towards meeting our economic goals, making India a 7 then a $10 trillion economy. And the railway is going to continue to play a significant part in that journey. There's a lot of infrastructure push which is coming, as well as capital which is happening from the government as well as from the private side. So this is going to give a huge momentum to this sector. And beyond this, as I've told you, we are adding a lot of value-added products which are at global scale. So they are not only for the Indian market, but which will help us compete globally itself. We are also very bullish on the EV business because we see that to be the way forward, especially when it comes to the last mile vehicles. So I think, yeah, to sum it, I think we are quite bullish on our current trajectory which the company is taking and for the near future. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.